Good evening, everyone. This is a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. It is Thursday, August 20th at 5:36 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:36 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA. I'm the chair of the committee. R. Paul Martin from WBAI is our secretary. R. Paul, if you could please call the roll.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Ken Aaron. Jim Boyd.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Marcus Jeter.
Present.
Campbell Johnson.
Present.
Kim Kaufman.
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Barbara Whipperman. LeVarn Williams.
Present.
Okay, we have eight. That's a quorum.
I'm here too. This is Alex. I'm here too.
Yes, I thought you were. Okay, terrific. Just to reiterate where we're at, there's sort of...
Madam Chair?
Campbell, could you let me finish a sentence? I'll call on you in just a moment. There's two pieces of sort of housekeeping that we have to do. The first thing to say is that this is officially a continuation meeting. We made an agreement at the end of the last meeting that we would adjourn and reconvene this evening at exactly the same place in the agenda where we left off. Therefore, we are not approving an agenda. There is no new agenda. We are simply proceeding down the agenda that we had on October 11th, which I will pull out and read off shortly. We are a substantial part of the way through that agenda. We're at item four, so if we can finish up items four, five, and six, at that point we can then set an agenda for the rest of the meeting, and in fact that's what item six is on the agenda. Before I read off the agenda and call on Campbell, I also want to welcome Mark, who is the new interim treasurer for the WPFW LSB. I hope
Mark.
I have that.
Ken Aaron.
Yes, Barbara, thank you.
Excuse me. Hi, Ken.
Hi.
So I'd like to welcome Mark, who told me I could call him Mark, but if we'd like to do Marcus, that's fine, as the new interim treasurer of the WPFW LSB and a voting member of the committee for at least the duration of his interim term. So welcome and hi.
Thank you. Welcome.
Okay.
I feel welcome.
All right. At this point, I'm going to remind us on our agenda, and then we're going to take off through item four. Campbell, you had something you wanted to say?
Yes, I wanted to introduce our new treasurer, Marcus Jeter, from WPFW.
Thank you. So you're doubly introduced. Consider yourself extremely welcomed. Okay, so to continue on with our interrupted agenda, we were up to item four, which was to approve an act on the national office budget. Item five was to approve an act on the consolidated budget. And item six was to pick up agenda items for the rest of the year on the NFC and to settle our meeting schedule through mid to late January. So we will take care of those three items, and at that point in time, we can turn to other business. I know at least two items have been presented. I believe both of them are executive session items, and it's my hope that we can get to them this evening, but we will need to complete items four, five, and six on the existing agenda before we move to them. And if we do that quickly, then we can get to everything. So at this point, we are basically picking up midway through our acting on the National Office draft budget. A finalized copy of that file was sent to all the members of the committee on Wednesday morning, so you should have had a chance to take a look at it. We're not going to re-motivate the budget because we've sort of already done all that. We got at least halfway or two-thirds through the process at our previous meeting. So what we're basically going to do is pick up with the question and answer session that we had been in the middle of. So at this point, I'll take a stack for either new questions or questions hanging over from last week on which members of the committee would like further clarification. So who would like to be on the stack? Absolutely nobody?
Ken, I'd like to be on the stack, but I really don't want to be the first one. I need a minute to get something up.
Jim on the stack.
Okay. So I heard Jim, I heard Ken, I heard Campbell. Is there anybody else?
I would like to hear LaVarne explain the corrections before I speak.
Okay. We'll put you on the stack, and we'll have her do that before you speak. So at this point, I think the stack begins with Jim. Yeah, I heard you, Billy, and you're on. So, Jim, you're up.
I had a couple questions on expenses. The first are on the insurance expense on line 51. I was curious why the amount spent is less than budgeted. Were some items taken off of the insurance? Were insurance rates lower than expected? Why is that lower? By $2,000 less?
You're saying on line 51, and I'm not finding it there. I mean, that's not insurance. That's capital items on the national office budget. Is that what you're looking at, or are you looking at the consolidated?
No, on the national office budget, line 51 is insurance expense, account 6531.
There are two tabs for budget. One says budget FY212. The next one says budget FY212 only.
Yeah, but line 51 is insurance expense on both of them.
Okay.
It's not on the one I've got printed for whatever reason.
Oh, if you have it printed, that might be different.
Okay, well, it is on the computer file. In any case, regardless of the line,
it's under administrative expenses.
Under administrative expenses, I can do this, and it's called insurance expense.
Insurance expense, yeah.
And it's account 6531, which should be enough to allow us to talk about it. And
I guess my question is, were there some items that are not insured because of the cost, or did we get a break on insurance? Curious.
I'm not sure. If you could repeat that question.
LaVarne just got in from the audit meeting, so if you could repeat that for her. She may be able to answer it right away. I'm trying to find the...
Well, it looks like we saved $20,000 over what we budgeted in 2011, and it looks like we've rebudgeted basically most of that $20,000.
Yeah.
So I think the question is, why did we not pay... Why did we pay $20,000 less than we thought, or maybe we just haven't paid it yet? And why are we budgeting at the 185 level or the 188 level if we only paid 168 last year or something like that?
Right.
Okay.
To the best of my knowledge, we have paid everything that was in insurance that was due last year. And I'm guessing, and maybe LaVarne can clarify this further, I think that we have... that we thought there might be an increase and that we didn't have the final figure on the New Year's insurance at that point when we did the budget last year. We do have it this year, and we know there is an increase in our umbrella policy or in our charges insurance, and so that would be the reason for keeping it at the higher level.
What's an expectation of an increase?
It's not just expectation. We've already got it.
Okay. Just hasn't been paid yet, then, as far as having the unaudited payments being lower?
No, I'm talking about last year's, I think, did come in a little less. But we didn't
But there's
drop
an
it.
Increase, yeah, but there's
the
an increase anticipated.
In the 2012, and we know that it's there.
And we're also carrying liability insurance, but we fiduciary liability insurance, we're picking that up, and I think that's about $2,500. So we're adding that. There's probably some increase on the earthquake insurance, so that should be on there also. In fact,
so it looks like what I'm hearing is that the 2011 budget budgeted figure ended up being a bit high. But we have reasons to think that in 2012 we will pay more than we paid in 2011.
Right, yes. Because of those, exactly.
It's not because we dropped anything.
No.
Okay. The next area is office supplies on line 64, 6600.
Yeah, what? That includes the infamous parking. So what we have there is, and the reason why is that the line is like office expenses and supplies, so it's including an office expense.
Okay.
And I think
that's the same on the DC budget too.
Right. They have it there also.
Is that only for this
parking
year?
I'm sorry.
Is that only being put in that category for last year and this year? Before it was not included in that category?
No, we have going back to it looks like at least 2009. We have the it's in there also in that category.
Budgeted 2009.
Well, no, it's not in that category because if you look at what was budgeted in 2011, it's a much smaller number, less than half.
Yeah, but 2011, we're showing right now we're showing. Well, if you add two more months, it would be about $12,000.
I realize that you spent it. What I'm saying is that it wasn't budgeted last year in that category.
Budget.
In the 2011 budget, it's not there.
Okay.
That's why the expenses are two times what was budgeted last year.
Not carried as a benefit
that,
for the employees.
I'm looking at. Okay, go ahead.
So it's not carried as a benefit for the employees, then?
No, neither at PFW we have it in the office supplies, and then we have it actually in the rental for part of it because two of the spaces are actually part of or carried in the office rental.
If I could make a suggestion,
I did check that with our attorney, and so long as it's not exceeding $150 per employee per month, there's no need to carry it as a benefit or to pay it, employees don't owe taxes on it.
Ah, that's the cutoff point. Okay, that's what I was going to say. So, okay.
But that's going to be
noted.
That's going to be carried in office expenses here forward.
You know, we can talk about this in our business managers meeting, and you know, our ongoing project now that we'll have an internal auditor is to look at all of those accounts and decide on do we actually show it as early as we don't have to show it there or we can find another account.
Yeah, I think it would be good that it, you know, like everything else we've been talking about this year, it should be consistent from each unit, how we count things.
Yeah, and that is consistent where it's being counted. It's only two units that have any parking expense. Everybody else either has a parking lot or has parking, or in the case of WBAI, there isn't any. You know, people don't drive into New York City much, let's face it.
The other question is on line 74, category 6665 on computer maintenance. Did we just get lucky last year? Budgeted.
That'd be nice.
85. This under a contract?
Yes. Yes. We budgeted $20,000 and we spent like nothing, $5,400.
So just luck.
Budgeting is not precise, so that's what happened on that.
It wasn't amazing.
Okay.
Right.
So this year we've taken that down a bit and are working with $8,200, which seems not unreasonable for what we have been spending.
And I think what we had been spending is that, you know, at one time we were paying for the Great Plains Systems license fee, where actually you were paying this monthly amount, and we haven't done that. So we could consider that, but we're not paying that now. And the reason why we're not paying it is because we couldn't afford, you know, we just didn't have any cash last year, and even, you know, anticipating this year. So that's why we are not paying that license fee, which would be a monthly payment. But we have talked with another group who will also training for us on Microsoft and Great Plains. But we don't want to pay this monthly license fee. We want the service when we need it. And so that's how we would do it. We would actually call Microsoft when we absolutely need support and pay as needed versus paying this monthly license fee that was, because we couldn't afford it, you know, last year.
Right. Okay. Jim, do you have anything else?
On the Heath Fund payments, are all the stations current on the prior 2 years payments?
For what?
Heath repayment.
I couldn't hear what kind of payments.
The Heath Foundation repayments.
Oh no. They're not current, and the reason why is that, you know, we've had cash shortages all this year too, and probably you guys have heard about the latest revelation. So I have not demanded that, you know, the stations who can pay it back do, but the stations who have not, yeah, I have not demanded it. And as we, hopefully this year, as cash somehow loosens up, it's not so tight, we can go back to that, because the Heath Fund actually is a lot what allows us to build a reserve, and the reserve not for the national office, but for all the stations when we encounter, you know, cash flow issues. So until they can actually afford to pay it back, you know, I have not demanded that they pay that.
Okay.
And that'll be carried as an arrearage for each of the stations until the portion is paid.
We have bill backs. We have bill backs, and that's what we have. Yeah.
It isn't readjusted every year, and spread between the unpaid isn't adjusted.
No, it's not readjusted. It belongs, you know, what belonged to each station is still due from each station.
Right.
That's all I have.
Okay, then we will move on to Ken.
Hi, it's me already? Okay.
It is.
Okay, that's fine. I just make
unless you don't want it to be.
If there's somebody ahead, if somebody else could go first, that would be better. If there's nobody else in the queue, I'll go.
There's lots of people on the queue. So
all
if you
right,
want
well,
us to
go.
Skip you.
I'm ready. I'll go now.
Okay.
Just one request, personal privilege, if the CFO could just speak, not through a speakerphone. I don't know why. I have a problem understanding. There's some kind of an echo or something. But my questions are, and I'm not certain if these were already addressed or not in the recently released documents, but under accounts payable in the document called, I guess it's accounts payable. It's accounts payable.
Ken, just as a point of order,
yes.
We are discussing the NO office. We're not discussing other documents and other payables, although we can certainly do so. If the question relates, it's okay, but this is about the national office budget. It's not about the payables report.
Right, but that was in the national office budget. We're just doing the tab on the national office budget, in other words. It was in that spreadsheet underneath accounts payable.
Let me look. You may be right. I don't know. Okay, accounts payable, September 30th, 2011. Okay. I stand corrected. Go ahead.
Okay. My question is, just to explain, I have a bunch of questions. They're probably very simple. Why is the CPB amounts listed as negative?
Okay. On those, let me.
The reason I'm on the speakerphone is that Arlene and I are in the same office. We're here at work, so that's why we're on the speakerphone. But I'm not on the speakerphone now. So
right.
The
that's
reason,
much better for me.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. The reason why it's negative is that what we have done is where some of the stations that have these bill backs, which could be benefits, where we've had to carry those, or even the Heath Foundation payback, they are, in order to get the funds, what we will do in some cases is that when the CPB funding comes in, we will net some of that against some of the payables for the part of the CPP funds for operations. So I have a negative in there because that's going to it's something that's due to us, so that will decrease. So we use that to actually pay out on the major payables, and that's why we haven't paid them, because we haven't gotten the funds in central services.
But isn't that that's what I don't understand. In other words, that's money owed by the station.
That is going to be assessed against their CPP grant, when their operational CPP grant, when those funds come in.
Okay, is that within the restrictions of the CPP requirements, that it's used for general expenses?
These are operational funds.
Yeah, it's for part of the operational.
Okay. There was a category. Things were moved around. I'm sorry. F-16, DCPMB meeting. Okay, it's now on the current document. These fields are blank, so things would change. But let me just see. G-35, which is ESP vision insurance. No, I can't. I'm not going to be able to ask that question because the numbers have changed. But there was, at one point in time, a $42,000 for a thing called Labyrinth and other.
Right.
Is that?
Okay, what that is that we had for the those expenses, it included Labyrinth. Labyrinth is the firm that we use to actually pull together all of our state filing fees. So what they do is they get all of that together. They get a copy of our 990s.
Okay,
and
so
they,
Labyrinth is state filing fees.
Right. Well, is the firm that gathers all of our state filing information.
And then under others, at this point, I see 9530.
Labyrinth is in line 40 now on the document.
Right, and 941, others.
Is others, yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
Okay.
That's a larger amount. It's a large amount.
I think that, Arlene's going to get on it so she can hear the, I think that... I'm trying to find it here on the.
Which tab are we on?
I'm still on the tab called accounts payable, line 30, 40.
41, and the amount in it is $9,500 for
right,
various
right.
others.
Okay, let me just do this. Okay. I'm still not finding it. I'm looking at more than one. Oh, I see. Okay. So the others, right. I pulled that out today and have all the detail on that. This is, first, let me just state again, is that we're still doing adjustments. So on our payables for year end, and so we're still working on that.
Someone's making a terrible echo. Please stop.
So, in other words, okay. The breakout on others is not available at this time.
Yeah, I have it right here. I pulled everything out.
Okay.
Part
Could
of
you
it
briefly
is,
read it out?
Okay. Part of it is like AT&T Mobility. Part of it is for a firm, or actually it's a firm that did some work on a legal case that was resolved.
Can you give us the approximate amounts, AT&T
that
Mobility,
was, that
about?
That was 700.
Okay.
We have this Atkinson Baker, which was to assist mm-hmm. on the legal firm. That's about 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
We have our bank. Did we have that separately on the Bank of America? No, we have that at the top there. We have the other specific ones are another that's related to, a lot of these may be related to legal. It's another $700 for a firm. And we have Federal Express, that's about 300. We have our storage, Iron Mountain, that's about 300. We have...
I could interrupt. Are all the expenses under 1,000?
Yeah, a little... I'm just pulling them up here. Yeah, they seem to add up to all of them a little under 1,000, and there are many of them. We have we have one for about over 2,000 for our. We're using a consultant.
I'm sorry, what was that?
We're using a consultant, so that's about 2,000, a little over 2,000.
A consultant for what?
For in the finance office to resolve, get some of our budget work done, to work with some of the other processes trying to get done here in the national office, including budget, including preparing for the year-end audit. And the rest of the other things are basically we have the Bank of America. I think we have that separate Bank of America bill. So these are all will be, and they will have adjustments. We are still able to, make some adjustments on some. Well, we are making some adjustments on some of these payables.
Okay, Ken, is that enough detail for you, or do you want a comprehensive list emailed out? I don't want to spend time on the phone.
I don't either. I would appreciate a list because it adds up to 9,500.
Okay, LaVarne, could you type up a list and email it at some point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
then I just wanted to understand. It's now line 50, same sheet, accounts payable, Bank of America Visa card. Expenses occurred? Incurred,
yeah.
Or is that service charge? What is that?
No, that's if you look up at the top there, we have B of A.
At this time it says 33,533.
Right.
As the budgeted amount that you're intending to pay, like $2,800 a month and so forth.
Yeah.
Are you paying down
some of those? Yeah, we're paying down expenses that have occurred. I can go over some of those if you'd like.
Where are they listed? Are those expenses listed anywhere?
Yeah, they're listed on the on the trial balance and the general ledger. I have a copy of it here with each one of them on here. The exact amount we're paying our computer service, like SoftLayer, that's $1,100. Well, we have a couple of them on there. In fact, we have three of them on there.
Okay, but what I'm not understanding is if I'm looking at the budget and I see that we're paying the credit card, but then that's incurring a lot of other kinds of expenses and it's all underneath credit card. So I'm not seeing how much we're paying for different GL categories because it's all grouped under Bank of America. Are these past expenditures?
They're past expenditures. They're actual past expenditures.
So we're paying off a debt from a previous year.
So presumably these are expenses that were recorded in last year's budget,
absolutely,
that were anticipated in last year's budget.
Absolutely.
That we have not yet paid for.
Yes.
Okay, so we're paying down a credit card debt.
Right. But as Tracy said, they have already been expensed in 2011. So they're not on the budget. They're in the accounts payable in terms of what we're paying.
Okay. Then let me see if I can get the. Whoops. Just one second. I'll save a lot of time when I get this. Oh no, it didn't work. There was on the previous version consultants that $3,500. And it was column P120. I'm not sure where it is now. It was still under accounts.
Are you in the accounts payable document?
Yeah,
still?
I was. I don't know if it got moved somewhere. But
again, these are expenses from last year that have not yet been paid. But let's take a look.
No, consultants. I'm not seeing it now listed under accounts payable. Prior year's actual and the estimate for fiscal, it's probably under budget. So
are you talking about, yes, under the 2012 budget, there is a line item called consultants, which would be for the upcoming year, 6,300 and 6,301.
No, I'm looking, I'm sorry, yes. Line
6,300. Or the accounts, yeah. And it's
6,300 for 33,500. That's the amount. So what consultants is that in what field?
Can you tell me what line that's on, Tracy?
It's under budget FY 2012.
Oh, consultants. Okay, got it. Got it.
Line 55.
Yeah, this is actually a question that came up last time, so it would be good if you could address it.
That is,
excuse me.
I can't
cut the echo.
Those are 30,000 for HR expenses and 3,000 for development.
Okay. And in consultants engineering is
that's Don Mussel.
Right.
That handles quite a bit of our FCC
right.
work and also gives us a lot of consult on when things go wrong at various stations, particularly with
right.
transmitters.
Okay, so that's the answer to that question.
That 30,000 is for HR, anticipated HR expenses.
Yes.
But not settlements or.
Not settlements. That's yeah. HR expenses. That it may turn out to be less than that, depending on the final contract and what we do. But that looked like a reasonable estimate for the coming year.
Okay, I think I just have one last question then, which would be, it doesn't match. Okay, there was 80,000 at one point for board meetings and travel. Okay, that's not a question, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
It was 50,000 for programming expenses.
Right.
And that's for around, is that for the project for the 2012 election, the federal election?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and also for covering G8, and also for hopefully, we're hoping to do at least one special program per quarter in addition.
Okay. There was a $12,000 allocated for conferences. I just wanted to get a little bit of detail what conferences, that's an increase.
That's
line 61, account 6571, and yes, it is up.
Yeah, that's for NFCB, and the difference is that last year NFCB was in San Francisco, so we didn't have much expense with it.
And this year it's somewhere else. And okay, so that's for travel and participation.
It's a combination of travel. We have a booth there or a table, and attendance fees. This year we basically only had the attendance fees, but we didn't have to pay for lodging.
Okay.
Travel.
Okay, so it's an anticipated increase in expenses for that conference. But it's not
yeah.
a new conference, just that one.
Oh, it's not a new conference.
Okay, there was one last thing, and I'll stop after that. There was a line for payroll taxes. I'm on the budget. Payroll taxes. Pension 403B, and at the time I looked at it, it was empty. So let me see what it is now. Payroll.
Looks filled in now.
Filled in now. Payroll taxes, FICA, SUI. I guess that's. Yeah, that's
SUI, yeah, the
now.
State unemployment and disability.
Okay, so that's in the budget. Okay. All right, I guess I'll stop now. Thank you very much.
And let me just point out that this information is all personal and confidential on this payroll taxes pension. If you do see it filled in, it's confidential information. So I would
The total amount is transparent to the public, right? It's just the
detail. Yeah, the total amount
yes.
is public, but by individual it's
okay,
it's the detail tabs. It's the detail tabs that are labeled payroll and.
All right. So if I could get the detail on the others, and I'd like also the expenses that were being compensated for by the credit card. Although actually they're in the previous budget. They were just itemized expenses in the previous year. That's
right.
Being paid off now, right?
They're basically from our national meetings.
Yeah.
The credit card expenses.
Yeah,
that's basically what goes on the credit card.
Okay.
So then if I could just get a detail of the others emailed to everybody on the NFC.
Okay. We can
okay.
send it.
We could do that. That'd be great. And, okay, so we're done with Ken. So the stack goes Bill, followed by Campbell, followed by Alex. Bill?
Okay, thank you. And I would appreciate getting to review all the updated budgets. Yeah, a few questions. And maybe some of this we might need to do an executive session on the Marcus Snell and FSRN contracts.
Yes.
Should we talk about that in executive session details?
Yes.
Or, okay. Let's see, on back to the budget FY 2012 tab, on the mail fund drive, line six, I'm just wondering about the discrepancy on revenue, line six, budget item 5003, it shows an increased revenue from last year, which is, and from the preceding year, which is nice. But then when you look at the expenses for it, it's about half what it was. That's under development expense line, where is that? 113 and 114, printing and postage. Is that correct?
There's a tab called Mail Drive, if you want to look at that, and I can go over what the what we have in there. We have a database of about 20,000 individuals who have supported Pacifica Foundation through the national office. And we have the cost of printing, the cost of postage. We're looking at a return on that of about 10%, so that's 2,000 pieces. We expect the reply to be about $72. So that's, you know, you do the math, and that's what it comes up with, the $144,000. And then if you look at the costs are based on the printing, like 36 per piece, and bulk mail rate is 23 cents per piece. So that's what the cost, that's how the costs are calculated.
Okay.
Well, the main reason I was just comparing with last year, with the budget for last year and FY 20.
Look at the expenses.
Yeah, but if you look at the actuals for last year, they're not as high as the budget.
Yeah. We came in quite a bit under budget. We worked.
Oh, I see, for the expense.
On that.
Okay, I just want to make sure that was right. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see, on audio port. Bill,
you're breaking up.
On audio port, we were we learned at the PNB meeting in Washington about the server going down, and we were talking about maybe some need for some additional equipment. Do you need more money for that? Adequate? It's have the same amount of budget.
No, I just today got some figures, and Laverne wasn't even in on that meeting, and so it looks like we're going to need about $700 a month additional. That's part of that's budgeted in there. I'm not sure how much of it's additional and how much of it's what's in there, but there is going to be some addition there. And it's
I
going
to
give
us enough to cover it.
I don't say I'm here now.
And that will give us a total package.
Excuse me, Ken, I think you need to mute. We can hear you.
I didn't say here. I said meet me.
I think
Alex
it sounds like Alex.
Alex, mute.
Yeah.
Okay. Carry on.
So I realized we were, the actuals for 2011 were significantly less than budget, but I just want to make sure they had enough in there for to do what we need to do to make sure audio ports are reliable. And also, of course, the other Pacifica servers.
We literally had a meeting on that today, actually fairly late this afternoon, and it looks like if we spend about $700 a month and not all of that is in there, we'll be able to have to keep all of what was on audio or is on audio port, have enough space for 2 years to come approximately, and have backup on everything, not just audio port, but everything that's on our servers. And so probably we're slightly under budgeted in that area right now.
Okay. But I would like, in an executive session, I'd like to talk a little about the Democracy Now! And FSRN contracts and also the SCA contracts. It's been sort of a little pet peeve of mine for some time.
Yeah.
It won't affect how I vote on the budget, but I just like some clarification.
We can talk about those in executive session.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. That's all.
Okay, that takes care of Bill, so we're going to move to Campbell, followed by Alex.
Let me come back on the queue at the back end.
Oh, okay. Alex, if you're there, you're up. Yeah,
I'm going to pass because I've been trying to look at this spreadsheet on a cell phone, and it's a little tricky.
That's hard. Okay, so Kim, I think you were on the stack at the very end. Am I right about that?
Well, I hadn't put my hat in. I was waiting to see if there were any questions left. And so everything's been answered except for one. So I guess I'm up, huh? My recollection is that at the last meeting, it was said that there was a consultant for the affiliates. And that kind of went by quickly, and I'd just like to get a little explanation of what that is.
Yes, we have a person. Oh, you want to go ahead?
Go ahead.
Okay, we budgeted for a person to help in terms of some of the work that Ursula does for the affiliates. We have him or her starting, and if you look at the line there in programming, I believe we have some information on the other programming 101, and we put in about $1,250 per month.
Personal privilege, could you speak louder? I'm just not getting it. I don't know why.
No, I'm barely hearing it. It's real hard to hear.
Hello. Okay. We have a person to assist Ursula with some of the tasks that she has to do on, and also to help in some of the projects that she's working on in terms of the portal project. And we put in an amount of $1,250 per month starting in December to assist with the affiliate program.
Okay, at this point, I don't have anyone else on the stack except Campbell and Alex. So one of you needs to go, or you're forfeiting and we're starting a new stack.
Well, I think I would probably be better when we're talking about specific creditors. We want to do that in executive session.
Well, we do. We need to approve budgets as a public process, so making one contingent on the other means we're going to have to go in and out between closed and open session, which is not great. So ideally, we would be able to approve the budget in open session before we go into closed session.
Okay.
I don't know if that's possible, but that would be better.
Okay. Then I have a question as to what's going on with our democracy now, and I mean the numbers seem to be jumping all over the place. In terms of, are these projected payments, or is our usage changing significantly? We're almost $200,000 down from the FY 2011 balance, and you know, insofar as FY 2012, you know, I'm wondering what's going on this.
Arlene, I don't know what the parameters are here for open session. Is there anything about this you can say in open session?
I already
mentioned that the contract is up by $25,000 this year, and that's noted in the budget.
And the amount
what else?
For...
But these are contract items that shouldn't be discussed on an open call.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll be glad to go through it on the closed session.
Okay.
But let
that's
me just
good.
Say that the contract amount is the same each month, and like you said, it's about $25,000. Well, that's too much information. But anyway, it's the same amount each month, and it's slightly higher than the amount for that was paid in 2011. So it's the exact same amount each month, and it's slightly higher than what it was in 2011.
Okay, and I had a question. I'm sure that we're going to be talking about FSRN in closed session, so I'll hold on that as well. There are a couple of smaller ones. I was wondering, the depreciation decrease is projected to decrease by, what, $13,000? And is that retirement of some particular piece of equipment or pieces of equipment or something, because I was a little curious.
Yes, it was the it's the KU unit
and computers.
So KU unit, okay. And I was, I'm working with a small screen here, so it's like kind of difficult. There was something that was, oh, computer maintenance. There was a significant reduction from the audit figure of 2010 to FY 2011, which was at 5,000, and then it's projected to go to 8,200, you know, for FY 2012. Is there any particular notion on that, or just that they're getting older and longer in the tooth?
No, no. I think that that's kind of what I've gone over earlier, Campbell, about what we have is that there is a monthly fee that we were previously paying for the license fee for Great Plains.
Oh.
That we found that we just could not afford that. The foundation could not afford it last year because of cash flow issues and coming off the loss. So therefore, what we went for is that when we, if and when we needed support, claims, but either call like an outside firm would have to pay Microsoft for the consulting when it was needed, and we need consulting last year. But now what we have managed to do is we have some volunteer support, and we have a contractor we have signed a contract with, but we're not going to pay a monthly fee to these people. We will pay them as needed.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. That leaves Alex, if you're still ready for the stack, Alex.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Kim, you can have a follow-up since Alex is gone.
Okay. I would like to discuss line 29, 30, 31, and columns AC and AE. There seems to be kind of a big jump between AC and AE.
Let's see.
AE?
What row?
Are we on the budget?
29, 30, and 31.
Oh. Okay.
All right, let's look.
Okay, 29, 30, 31.
Column AC and column AE.
29, 30, 31 are total direct expenses, total expenses, and net income.
Right.
Our total direct expenses are higher, yes, and our total expenses. Yeah.
There's a
that is
significant
true.
Difference between total net income loss.
My guess is that's a categorization thing between direct expenses and expenses.
Well, the total
kind of doesn't make sense.
The difference.
Yeah.
A significant difference. Where to go? Why are our expenses like? You know, we're picking over the little things. Here's the big picture. You know, that's a significant increase in overall expenses.
Well, it's definitely a significant increase in what's being counted. I'm not sure it's a significant increase in actual expenses.
Well, Tracy, I can't be responsible for the stuff that isn't counted. I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, I think maybe things are kind of shifting around there a little. But, Arlene, can you address what's being counted in line 30? That doesn't seem to have been counted in the unaudited actuals.
Let me go back.
Either 29, 30, or 30. You know, 29 or 30. I don't even know what the difference is.
Okay, we would need to go and look at each, you know, the individual lines on the major categories to address exactly where the differences are. So if you
let me ask you a question. Let me clarify here. I can see under total direct. Yeah, this is okay. Let me finish my sentence, Bill, and I'll get right to you.
I can see under direct expenses exactly what that's a subtotal of, and I can see where those figures are in the budget last year and where they are in the unaudited actuals, and that's lines 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. That makes sense. The question for me is line 30.
That's a question for me, too. I'm sorry, but I don't have an answer on that one.
I don't know what line 30 consists of. What are those expenses?
Line 30 would be both the direct expenses. This is all, you're looking at P&O? You're looking at the...
I am looking at P&O 2012 under budget okay. FY 2012, line 30.
National Office, the main, not fiscal year 2012 only, but fiscal year 2012.
Yeah. So
budget FY 2012.
Yeah.
Well, the amounts are the same for both lines.
Okay. If you look at line 19, is total shared expenses. Line 19, column O, those are total shared expenses. And then.
Yes, that is the revenue coming into the national office through shared expenses, shared expense payments. Correct.
The transfers from the station.
Mm-hmm.
So total was $1,769,000. Okay, the total direct expenses are, as Tracy pointed out, salaries and related, board expenses, administrative, program and development, community events.
Mm-hmm.
So you subtract the credits that you get from the shared expenses from the direct expenses, and that's what comes up with total net expenses in the national office.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So that's the difference between the income coming in from shared expenses and the direct expenses going out.
Right.
I don't understand that.
Okay,
I understand that. It's not really more expenses is the problem. It shouldn't quite be worded. The way that you're doing it is a little confusing.
Okay. Let me see if I can explain it a different way. Like the line 19 that says total shared expenses. At one time, that line was called income. It was called income from the station. And so if you have income and you subtract the expenses, that leaves and your expenses are higher. That leaves you with expenses on your those are expenses that you still have to that will be subtracted from your real net income. So that's what it is. It's the shared expenses, what was previously called income from the station, that was income from the station, and then we have the direct income or direct revenue, which is line 12. So let me do it this way. If you add the revenue that comes in to the national office, line 12, you add line 19, which they used to call income. So that could, if you look at it that way, you would see that as total income. And then line 22 would be total expenses.
For
so
NO, right?
From the, yeah, if you subtract the expenses.
I mean 29.
Line 29. So if you subtract line 29, the expenses from what would have before called total revenue, that would leave your net income of this $556,920, which is still an estimate. We still with before unaudited and before adjustment.
And
so,
you can't look upon line 19 as income because it's already being counted as income at each station level.
Mm-hmm. Even though, for all practical purposes in this document, it serves the purpose of income because it's what you're offsetting against these expenses.
So, in terms of just the national office expenses, it shows it really is money that comes into the national office.
You have the credits, the money
to pay shared
in.
Expenses.
Right, but you're not saying expenses are $2.2 million plus $716. In other words, our total expenses are not. Line 29 plus line 30.
No, line 29 is the total.
Tend to the stack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Alex,
and
to the stack.
I just want to make a comment.
And Bill, remember, I was...
Are you expecting line 31, column 8E, to decrease after the audit?
Line 8?
AD or AE?
AE.
Oh,
AE. Year.
I don't know, Kim, but if I was to give an expectation, I would say yes, it would decrease, that it would be more like 300 to 400 versus 556. But, you know, we don't know that until the adjustments are made through the audit. And even before that, we're going to make adjustments now so we can release the report.
Yeah.
We're making adjustments now. We're going to release the report to show what our numbers are before audit, and then the auditor will come in and make the final adjustments on the year 2011.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Understood. Okay, Alex, are you back? You were next on the stack if you are back.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to thank Lavarne for that explanation. But I must say it's those column titles are extremely confusing. And without that explanation, I would have never been able to figure that out. And if some of our board members, when they're called upon to vote for this budget, start asking questions, we're going to have a rather long session, I'm afraid. Is there anything we can do to make these column titles a little bit more descriptive?
You mean the row titles?
Yes.
The row titles.
Yes, I think we can. Yes, I would answer that. I think we can.
Yes, we can. Absolutely.
And I'll be happy to talk to you a bit about that, Lavarne, sort of off the phone. I think we can.
We'll I know we can.
We'll work on that, Alex. We can do that. And there are things in this total budgeting process spreadsheets that really need some work, but hopefully for next year we can make some of those improvements. But
right.
This one we can make before it goes to the it won't change the figures, but before it goes to the board.
Okay. Okay. So Alex, do you have anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, then we'll go to Ken.
I just wanted to comment.
I had a more point of information.
Well, go ahead. Point of information comes first.
It does.
Okay, I was just going to respond to that earlier question about the lines 29 through 31. One of the big differences was WBAI, line 16, the shared expenses, which again, I consider all the shared expenses sort of like income for the national office. They're expense for the stations. But if you compare AC, which is total budget for this year, with the actuals line or column AE from last year, remember we decided to try to make that more realistic based on what they're likely to be able to pay. And
you're talking about WBAI.
Right.
Yes, that makes it. That's a substantial portion of the difference there.
That's $250,000. Yep.
It's going the wrong way.
No, it's right.
It should be lower.
Because we cut the we realized that the expectation from BAI is absolutely not going to be 100% of what they owe.
We still
I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong line. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong line here.
Okay.
It's reflected in those other differences that end up showing up on line 31.
Right.
And there's several other smaller changes that also just add up to make the difference higher.
I think largely what we're talking about is a labeling concern, and I agree that it's confusing because I didn't get it either till I looked at it, and I think it does make sense to work on those row descriptions so they're more transparent, and yeah. I think that's a fair point. Okay, Ken, you're up.
Bill said it.
Okay. Well, with that, thank
just
you, everyone.
And that whenever you're working with this kind of transfers between divisions, the accounting gets complicated and a little bit difficult to show. I've talked to a couple of accountants about it, and they say, those are some of the most difficult things to make clear.
Yeah, and LaVarn, I think the important thing is that we don't show, the most important thing is that we don't say that this is revenue. As Darlene had pointed out earlier, that's called double counting revenue, and that's just not fair and inaccurate. So, yeah, we'll work on these in terms of what we think will explain exactly what it is.
Yeah. I think it's a double-edged sword in the sense that, yes, we need to deal with the accounting complexity of the kinds of transfers that we're making, but part of the purpose of this document is for the board to understand. So I think on that particular part of it, we can work on so that it's more transparent to the people that are trying to understand it without their having to deal with it every day. Because if you don't deal with it every day, it can be hard to get your head around.